Welcome to another episode of Mission Compliance, Unleashing Growth Potential for Defense Contractors. Today, we're covering something every defense contractor needs to hear: the tools that can actually fast track your path to CMMC Level 2 compliance. From software that helps manage your gap analysis to solutions for secure file sharing, training, vulnerability scanning, and more, we'll explore the tool belt you need to move from compliance chaos to confidence. Let's dive into the real-world tools that help you check the boxes and win the war on audit prep. Let's do it. We're joined once again today by Mike Frieder, President of On-Call Compliance Solutions and a CMMC Professional Assessor. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
Hey, always a pleasure, Roman.
So, Mike, as the intro stated, this week we're talking about tools that can help you achieve CMMC Level 2 compliance quickly. So let's jump right into this. Can you give us a quick overview, such as vulnerability scanners, Microsoft Intune, Azure Virtual Machines, etc., of tools that can help you achieve CMMC compliance quickly?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, by no means, I'll give kind of a disclaimer, right? So there's no way that I think in a podcast we can really cover an entire tech stack to get compliant. There's a lot of tools that we use. Every company we work with is a little bit different, and it is just not possible to really talk about the right tool for every company in every scenario. But again, it's a super popular request. So we want to try to tackle it in a podcast. So we'll do our best here. So disclaimer out of the way. What are the tools? Well, the first thing is, and I just want to, it's almost like another disclaimer, but I want to tackle one of the hottest questions that leads to CMMC assessment failure and misunderstanding, even NIST failure and misunderstanding that people just kind of get whacked in the face with when they get audited. Or go through an assessment, which is you can buy all the compliant solutions in the world. It does not make you or the company compliant. I've got to get that one out of the way. It's become such an amazing confusion point because there's these vendors out there who are putting out things like a virtual enclave, and people don't understand how this compliance works. They go in, they're like, we're ready for CMMC certification. And they're like, here's our, and again, I'm not going to name any specific solutions, but like, here is our compliance solution. And the auditor literally just straight up cancels the audit right there. He's like, you fail. Because all they've done is said, we're going to use this compliant email or file sharing solution. And they didn't read the directions. They just didn't know that it's you, the company, that has to be compliant. And a failure for you, the company, to be compliant. That's a failure in compliance. You're done. It's, the scope's wrong. Everything's out of whack. Half these controls have nothing to do with what a technical solution could actually provide. Man, I mean, I was looking at a quote unquote secure enclave solution yesterday, and right there on their website, it goes, this will solve for 79% of controls. And I go, that's not enough to even pass CMMC. You're not solving anything. Right. I mean, you might need that system anyway, but this doesn't make you compliant. So before I can even go into the first solution you need, I've got to talk about the idea that compliance is a holistic company-wide endeavor. And if you don't tackle it that way, then you're going to have problems. That is precisely why, we have clients that call us up all the time and they go, hey, tell us how much it's going to be for us to be compliant. And we go, well, I can't tell you how much it's going to be for you to be compliant, but what we can do is we can come spend 3 days with you. We can roll out your very first system security plan, your plan of action milestones. We can give you all the materials you need for you to be compliant. You got to customize them to yourself, of course. We'll help with that. We can give you everything you need. But I don't know where your temporary deficiencies are going to lie when it comes to your IT stack, your physical security. And there are just some things we can't deliver. And so, every client of ours, every client starts with a gap analysis and combines that with a total solution design. You should never work with anyone, or you should never spend a penny on a CMMC solution until you have taken that approach. Any other approach, I think, will fail you. It will take longer. It will be more expensive. There's a high likelihood that you will purchase things that wind up not fitting with other things you'll have to purchase later. It's a disaster. You have to tackle this as a holistic thing. So, Roman, I know the question you asked. I know I'm not answering it, but it's like before I can even talk about any of these solutions, we got to dive deep, man. We've got to get the understanding of how this works out there because, and again, I give kudos to all those companies who've developed a compliant solution. Whoopie-doo, like that's great for you, but every one of your clients, they're not compliant just because they buy from you. And again, I've even seen it where they will say, hey, we'll kind of help you, a little bit here and there. It's look, if you're a defense company, don't be fooled by that kind of stuff. You need someone on your team who understands compliance. And if you don't have that person or you don't have the resources because you're a small to mid-sized business, you got to have someone like OnCall on your side. Honestly, I got to tell you, we have a lot of enterprise clients. I mean, we're talking about major universities, we're talking about large-scale multinational institutions, all right, that we serve when it comes to compliance, and we are their DFARS, NIST, and CMMC expert. This is something that I think every organization has to have. They've got to have a subject matter expert. In fact, when you get a DIBCAC high audit, they send you a spreadsheet, and the spreadsheet is who are your subject matter experts? I mean, it right. So, again, I'm really, really weary of anybody who is going without that level of consultative advice about how to solve this exact problem before we start talking about solutions. So, I know that's what the audience wants. They want to talk about our stack. They want to talk about things we're using to solve the problem. So we'll dive in. Sorry for the super long answer, Roman, but it's like I feel like this was one of those topics where we batted it around in our green room or whatever you want to call it when we're kind of planning out podcast themes, and it was just how do we tackle this because there's a right way and a wrong way to do this. The right way is a company should work with us or someone similar, but obviously, hey, we're a little biased over here, fair enough, to understand the holistic approach of what it is that they need to solve for. Because then you begin to find out that a lot of vendors don't make sense. For instance, if all you're getting is, a solution that does compliant email and compliant file sharing, but it doesn't do things like take care of device control, right? Because you're not allowed to have just any device access CUI. So now we've got to have that solution integrated in to only designated devices. Well, now we've got to see if that solution that we bought that does the email and the file sharing even has an option to be blocked by something like Intune or, any other mobile device management or device management solution that has an ability to have conditional access policies. And so right off the bat, we get into this mess of how are you going to make sure that users are validated, but also their devices are validated, and not every system has that capability. It just doesn't. If you want to know where we typically start, and again, I'm going to say typically, we are wide open any solution that the client already has in place. We are wide open any solution they want to bring in, and we'll work around that. We are, to my knowledge, one of the only companies in the world who will do that. I'll just be really honest with you. Maybe some of the big four like Accenture or KPMG might do that, and they'll bring in oodles and oodles of experts to work with you and charge you a god-awful amount of money. But let's be honest, if you're not on that like crazy enterprise level, or even if you are and you're trying to do this cost effectively, like we're a better option. So again, I don't like naming names, and I don't really know anything about those companies other than I do generally know how they work, and I know they're expensive. Again, I think our consultative approach is just uniquely built for this problem, and it's better. So, again, ultimately at the end of the day, what it boils down to is solving this thing from the top down. Now, everybody who's listening to this podcast knows we're big fans of the Microsoft Azure Government Environment. Why? Because most of what you need, if not all that you need, is integrated across one singular environment. And I gotta tell you, Well, it's really great because we're kind of like in our second generation of this stuff, right? Like we have a lot of clients who've been with us for years and years, who are coming back to us as CMMC approaches. They're getting additional consultation. And the great thing is they're growing. And as they grow, they can scale within the Microsoft architecture. I got to give Microsoft a lot of credit there. It's one of the reasons why we're a big Microsoft partner. They just have built the capability of a scalable architecture. So when it's time to get them in and solve the email problem, we can put them into GCC High. When they need to move their servers because their hardware is aging and it just honestly makes sense for them to move and get a new server, let's go put them into a FedRAMP High environment and spin a virtual machine inside of Azure Government. And oh, by the way, your multi-factor authentication, your Microsoft control plane, all of the various solutions work. They work really, really well. They work in such a way that it's seamless. You have single sign-on built into the entire system. It's great. As opposed to when you patchwork solutions, like for instance, let's say you get that secure email and file share solution. What happens when you need to spin a server? You're in a whole nother world. You got to go put that server somewhere else. It doesn't work. But with the Microsoft Azure Government, it works. So, a large part of our recommended stack for defense winds up being over there in Microsoft. Now, what if you're a small business and you're like, I don't know, Mike, can we afford that? Well, number one, I can tell you, I have single person businesses who we put into this environment. Does it cost some money? Sure, it does, but so does everything else. Here's the reality: you're already paying Microsoft right now for Microsoft Office 365 commercial licenses. So it's not really quite that hairy of a step up. The DoD's come out and said, hey, if you're not going to get with it, get out. So yeah, at the end of the day, the reality is you get with it or you get out, right? That's what the DoD says. And in my opinion, one of the really enticing things about the Microsoft way of doing things is I don't believe that you're wasting money at any step. It's modular. The licensing is very complex, but what the licensing allows for is gradual and granular buildup of services as you need them. That's really hard to get with a lot of other providers. So again, I got to kind of give a little bit of kudos to Microsoft on that one. Now, do we use all Microsoft solutions? The answer is no. We mix in some other solutions. I'll tell you that I think that when it comes to SIEM or Security Information and Event Management, I personally happen to think that Microsoft does not have the world's best solution for that. If you're running Defender P2, yeah, you can do Defender Endpoint and you can stream logs from the machine and that can act as your SIEM. I think it's good. I think there are some other solutions that are much better. I think Arctic Wolf is a great solution, but it's very expensive. I think that CrowdStrike is a wonderful product, but and I think that LogScale is a great SIEM product, but it's expensive. I think Rocket Cyber, which we utilize, is very, very cost effective. It's an incredible SIEM and SOC solution. You can switch off their ability to transfer files. It just checks all the boxes when it comes to compliance. It deploys almost instantly, and it's just a really cool solution. It integrates with Defender. It does everything. So again, when it comes to endpoints, a lot of times we're helping our clients by bringing a more cost-effective SIEM and SOC solution through solutions like Rocket Cyber, and there's one or two others that we've used before. And again, I'm just in that situation. I don't know that I can really say that I think Microsoft has got the best solution. We run Microsoft Sentinel for SIEM in the Azure Government environment. Why? Because it's built in, and Microsoft obviously likes their own built-in stuff, so it winds up being cheaper for the client, and it accomplishes the same basic thing. As a matter of fact, actually, it accomplishes the SIEM version, and then you've got to provide the SOC, or we've got to provide the SOC. So, again, we use a little bit of a mix on that particular one. Endpoint protection, I think, we've used a large variation in what we do. There was a time when we were not really big Microsoft Defender people. We think at this point, Defender's become a good product over time. So, that is another one that I think we're on the in-betweenies on, right? Like we still really like our Sophos endpoint management solutions. You have to configure them correctly to make sure none of the data can possibly flow over to Sophos. That's fine. We configure it that way. But we also are beginning to be bigger and bigger fans of the advanced Defender products. Why? Because again, it's Microsoft built in. We're a Microsoft partner. It just really kind of honestly makes sense. So I think with that, That's just a whole nother, that's a whole nother piece of the ball game is, where's the right fit? In some cases, when it comes to local multi-factor authentication, we're drilling out on things like Duo. Sometimes Duo is the right solution. Sometimes Gatekeeper is the right solution. Gatekeeper is an awesome solution for manufacturing environments. Gatekeeper allows for you to have an RFID token on you, walk up to a computer, and it just pops on. You do have to enter a four-digit PIN technically for multi-factor authentication, minor configuration. But the idea is that now you don't have to wait on the computer to boot up, and you've got total access logging on who came and went from where. So really cool solution. Again, wouldn't put it in all environments, but I would put it in a manufacturing environment, and that's kind of, that's that. And Roman, I could go on and on and on for days. I know we don't want to do that on this podcast. We want to kind of bring up the topic. We want to kind of give people a taste, of kind of some of the things that we do that are unique. If you've got a specific solution in mind, I really have to tell you, we do one of the coolest things in the channel. We give you a free meeting with a CMMC certified, person, or CyberAB certified, a minimum registered practitioner. These guys are really experts at compliance. They know what's up. They know the solutions. If you've got questions on a solution, give us a call. We're always happy to help. Doesn't cost a thing to find out how we can help. And yeah, we can talk about any specific solution of concern. Again, obviously, Roman, I could talk about this for hours.
This one feels like a bit of a softball question, so step up to the plate here, Mike. But have you seen any tools for secure email or file sharing or training platforms or any of this that we're talking about actually make a difference in meeting specific CMMC or NIST control families?
Yeah, 100%. I don't think you can do it without tools. I'm not going to mention any specific vendor in any kind of positive or negative light on this answer. I'm going to be very politically correct on this. Not going to kid you. We just have a policy here. We don't talk negatively about people, and we don't talk. We don't look. We're not sponsored by anybody. There's plenty of people I'd like to be sponsored by. We are a Microsoft partner, so I do a lot of talking about Microsoft. At the end of the day, I think that's another thing to consider. What are the solutions that will knock out multiple controls? There is one solution I think I'll talk about because I think they've earned the right to be talked about in a positive way. We're big fans of ThreatLocker. ThreatLocker is a solution that really knocks out a lot of different controls. So it can knock out things like application whitelisting and blacklisting, but it can also give you that control over your ports, protocols, applications, everything that's going to really knock out several different controls all with one solution. So I think probably the better way to give an answer to that is to say, look for solutions and control groupings that can be handled and managed by one solution that you pay for. Otherwise, I got to tell you, the cost of compliance can really get out of hand if you're paying for a solution control by control. That's why we always tell people, look, if you're considering Office 365 GCC High, if you're even considering it, don't buy it. Call us. Let's talk. Let's find out whether or not you really, really need it. And if you do, before you go submit that cost to the boss or the CFO, let's look at this from a holistic perspective and really find out how much this is going to cost. And then at that point, it's a lot of times it's a different story, and we're into cost savings compared to what you would have done otherwise.
Absolutely. So again, we're not trying to mention certain tools unless they've warranted being mentioned, but what's one scenario where a compliance tool helped a client reduce weeks of manual documentation or tracking during their level two preparation?
Yeah, well, I'll call that one a softball. I think the biggest hack is call on call. I mean, that's just all there is to it. I think the biggest hack to getting compliant with DFARS, NIST, and CMMC, getting ready for it, is give us a call. You are welcome to bang your head against the brick wall for as many months and years as you want, or you can call us. We've already been through it. We've been through the audits. We know how to get it done. We can support you start to finish. Even MSP services, right? So like, a lot of people right now in the defense industry are struggling because their managed IT service provider just throws their hands up and goes, "I don't know what kind of crazy stuff you're talking about, but no, that's extra. We're not going to do it. We're not touching that with a 10-foot pole. sounds like defense, smells like defense. I'm afraid of it. See you later. Sorry, client, you're not worth keeping. They may not quite say it like that. They might hem and haw and do whatever they can to keep you around for as long as possible. But even on the MSP side of things, if you want to hack, you want the easy button. The easy button is get involved with OnCall. It does not cost anything to find out how we can help. You can visit cmmccompliancesecrets.com. You can visit NIST 800-171-compliance.com. Either of those sites are great. There is a self-schedule where we literally give you the ability to schedule yourself at your convenience with one of our people. And I just cannot emphasize, I think even one conversation with one of our certified team members will bring you immense value and solvency on your journey to compliance. So if you want my version of this, it's real simple. I think ultimately you need to look at solutions as what are all of the solutions I need to get compliant from a whole. And then I think you need to look at what's my vehicle to get there? What is my vehicle for getting compliant? And for so many successful defense contractors, that vehicle is on-call compliance solutions. That's what we do here. We get you on the bus. We've already driven the road before. And we bring you to your destination that you're looking for, and we can paint you the roadmap as much as you need. Again, we have granular options where you can do as much or as little of this through us as you want. We've really tried to make this, I wouldn't say a one size fits all solution, but we've made this whole entire process of getting compliant something that is modular, that can apply to small businesses, big businesses. If you just need consulting, we can provide that. If you need the solutions, we can provide that. If you need solutions and you need an IT provider that's compliant, we're CMMC level 2 self-certified right now. We should be achieving a C3PAO status hopefully soon. We're already a C3PAO candidate company. We're just waiting on the DoD. Ultimately, again, if you're looking for that partner that is cost-effective, that cares about making it so you're not spending an arm and a leg, and you want it done right, that's us. So that's the biggest hack I can give anybody.
Absolutely. So, who would have thought the biggest hack on a podcast sponsored by OnCall is to call OnCall? But we're going to finish this up with a silly question, the way that we always do. And it's another question about superheroes because we talk way too much about superheroes on this podcast. But who cares because it's our podcast? If your CMMC tool belt was a superhero team, which tool would be the muscle? Which would be the brains? And which one would accidentally drop your coffee on the audit day? Now, there was an actual answer provided for this, and it's comical, but I want to get your answer first.
That's like a multi-part answer. That's like
No, it
name.
is. So we'll take it one at a time. So
So it's like,
which one is the muscle first?
I gotcha.
Which
All right. Well,
tool is the muscle?
I'm going to assume that the tool is probably referring to a solution, a compliance solution or a solution to help you achieve solvency on the controls. So I can't wait to hear what the answer is.
It's interesting.
So what I would tell you is. And then the three categories are muscle and what else?
The muscle, the brains, and the one that, and basically the klutz, the one that spills the coffee on the audit day.
I gotcha. Well, I'll tell you that the brains would be, the best tool you can invest money in my opinion, is on-call. To have someone who can get you through the process that's walked the walk 1,000 times, I don't know that there's any smarter way to really go about this. So yes, I think on call would be the brains. Happy to be a little selfish there and taking that role. But at the end of the day, you can figure it out yourself, and it will take every bit of 12 to 24 months if you're lucky, and you probably won't do it right the first time. Or you can call us and we've already been there. And I think from that perspective, the smartest brainy idea you could have is let's engage with on call. What's the muscle? You know what? I'll give some props to Microsoft, right? Microsoft built this solution with the government. I mean, they built it for them, with them, et cetera. I think that the most amount of solvency that you can achieve is through that Microsoft Azure government environment. Is it complex? Yes, but that's okay. We know how to configure it for you. And that's going to provide a big, big, big portion of the lift. What's the klutz? You know what? I would tell you that I think whoever is doing the documentation needs to be very careful with their cup of coffee on the morning of those assessment days. Again, it's not intentional, but there's so much detail that has to go into those policies and standard operating procedures. You got 320 assessment objectives to get it wrong. And I think that's another place where on-call will really shine, is in bringing you a slew of standard operating procedures, policies, etc., that are going to be a big part of proving compliance, and then being there after the fact to help you customize that. So, I think that that's a huge, huge part of it. And I think that out of that, you've probably got a whole belt full of tools, and hopefully enough to get you through to your state of compliance desired.
All right, I like that, but these answers are a bit more broad, so I'll go through them, and you can and give you kind of my interpretation, and then you can say how wrong or right or ridiculous that they are. So according to this, the muscle is the vulnerability scanning, which makes sense because like the muscle is what makes up for weaknesses. It's what says, hey, stand behind me and we'll figure this thing out. The brains, according to this, is the compliance management software that it just helps you work everything out. It helps you get everything in line, what you need to do. The and this one, this is what's funny to me. It says the one that trips over the cape, the klutz, is the training platform. Because if your employees are not properly trained, that's the easiest way that m compliance mistakes and things can happen. So that's the answer that it gives. So what are your thoughts there?
I like it. I mean, I think it makes total sense. One of the reasons why this security exists is because at the end of the day, you cannot control what your users click on. And you got to get them through training, and you got to do all these due diligence. You know what's fascinating to me, Roman, on that answer is, for some reason, we always seem to have problems, particularly in like mid-sized businesses, getting the training rolled out. And the strangest part is the training is completely done for them. I mean, all they have to do is roll it out into a learning management system. So like, we have pre-done videos on CUI mandatory handling training and insider threat and all that good stuff. And all they have to do is just roll it out to their users. That's it. They just have to roll it out to their users. And for whatever reason, this takes months and months and months, or just doesn't get done with a lot of companies. And I've never understood why. It's so bizarre.
I'll tell you what I think the solution to that may be. I was once at a company, and every couple of weeks we'd receive like notice that there was a new training video for us to watch. And these training videos were done by a company that like this is what their job was to make these videos. And it, instead of just like, you know, a straight informative video that's just like this is what not to do, blah 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 blah. It showed you in the form of like these actors that were hired to play these people that worked at this company, and somebody in the office made this mistake, and then you saw like the consequences of what would happen. So it was this dramatization of every single thing that you should not do. And then at the end it would be like, and then it would give you the tips at the end. And it was so effective because they were entertaining. So there would be times where I'd be sitting there and it would be like, you have a new training video to watch. And I'd be like, yes, because they were just so entertaining. So I think that may be the solution, you know, instead of just making straight up training videos that are laborious to watch, make them like act them out, make them fun. Go to whoever this company was that makes these videos, because they were quite funny. You know, make the
Well,
training fun.
I'll tell you one. The interesting thing is we did exactly that. So appreciate that tee up there. So, obviously the DoD puts out CUI mandatory training and insider threat training. We took those trainings because they were so hard to get through. They're just awful. And we took them and we broke them into cartoonized videos that are reasonably interesting to watch. And we broke them into several segments of videos, so that they could be upload ready for our clients who had learning management systems or who just simply had a video delivery platform. And in that way, we have done exactly what you just described. We have essentially made it so that training for compliance is not the world's most hideous, ugly, disgusting task that just sucks. And I think what you described is exactly right. Training's bad enough, but if we can just make it a little bit more tolerable and, God forbid, entertaining, people all of a sudden don't mind doing it. And it's tough. You're trying to run a business, you're trying to get the training done, and it's a challenge. It's a challenge. But we have solvency on that too. That's all part of our virtual compliance officer program. So yeah, that's a whole another thing that is a big part of our program that we do for our clients. We just try to make every aspect of this easier. I don't think there's very many things we haven't thought about.
There you go. And that wraps up another great episode of Mission Compliance. We hope our discussion today has provided you with valuable insights, practical strategies, and inspiration to navigate the ever-evolving world of defense. We'd like to extend our appreciation to Mike and thank him for joining us for talking about the very important topic of tools that can help fast-track your CMMC Level 2 certification. Thanks, Mike.
Hey, always a pleasure, Roman.
But the conversation doesn't end here. We encourage you to continue exploring these topics and connect with us via our social media channels. Share your thoughts, ask questions, and engage with fellow listeners using the hashtag Mission Compliance Podcast. If they haven't already, what should they do, Mike?
Well, they should like, subscribe. And you know what else, Roman? Plus one. Tell one more defense contractor about on-call compliance solutions in our little podcast here. Have them check out the YouTube channel at On-Call Compliance and help one more defense contractor understand that there is an easier way to get compliant and have better information security for their company.
That's it. Hit that like, follow, or subscribe button on your favorite podcast platform so you always know when new episodes like this one are released. And we'd really appreciate it if you could take a moment to rate and review the show. Your feedback helps us to continue to bring you thought-provoking episodes and high-quality content. Join us next time as we delve further into the dynamic world of defense, security, and industry innovation. Until then, take care, stay informed, and make compliance your mission. See you next time.
Thanks, everybody.